Sagittarius, Venus in Leo transits your ninth house of expansion of consciousness. Now, this isn't something that is new. This is something that, with the South Node transiting your sign since last May, has already been happening, and my God, has it happened drastically for you. What Mars and Venus in the ninth house do at this point in time is that they really externalize, almost materialize, this expansion of consciousness, especially when it has to do with relationships. So don't be surprised if over the next couple of weeks, there are certain decisions that are made according to your expansion of consciousness, according to your newly found wisdom that has not come easy for you, Sagittarius. And so I dare to say that even though it's in the ninth house of expansion of consciousness, that it has to do with relationships because the cosmic lovers are involved. Yes, Leo is the sign of love and of the heart. But at this point, I would not be surprised if you are looking out more for the well-being of your own heart than that of others, and honoring in all Leo mood who you are. Capricorn, Venus in Leo will transit the eighth house of shared resources, taxes, and what happens behind closed doors in intimate relationships. The way that I see this, I think it has a lot more to do with an investment. Most likely a large sum of money investment. And so with that said, be mindful of the fact that Mars is already there. So there is this action-oriented sense of you to have to do something when it comes to investing in large sums of money. And chances are is that you're going to do that with someone else because, again, it's the eighth house of intimate relationships, shared resources, both of the cosmic lovers are there. With all of that said, rest assured that whatever connection you're making now, especially if it has to do with money, that it's a pretty safe bet. But with that said, there is also the opportunity for you to make money in a different kind of way. What this will do is bring you out of your comfort zone. Yes, you can make more money. You can make it from different resources, from different streams, but it's probably going to require to work differently. Your schedule might be differently. The things that you do to get that money might be different than what you're used to. Now, this isn't talking about anything illegal, but it's simply about you understanding that the way you make money does not have to look a one certain kind of way. Aquarius, this is such a fun summer for you. You have both cosmic lovers, but especially Venus transiting your sector of relationships. And my love, that's the seventh house of relationships, the fifth house of flirtation in the initial stage of relationships. The honeymoon phase, as I like to call it, is the fifth house, and that's in Gemini. So you just went through a Mercury retrograde, and Mercury is now direct, ready to communicate what you want and who you want it from. But don't be surprised if you also attract people who are very, very much interested in getting to know you. So with that said, understand that this is also a possibility for you to come in contact with someone who can help you with your career. This is because the seventh house also represents attracting certain mentors, and having that the seventh house creates a 90-degree angle to your sector of career, well, this person can serve as a catalyst for you to work in a much broader spectrum. So keep that in mind as well. The point is that both cosmic lovers, but especially Venus in that seventh house of partnership, regardless of the types of partnership, makes you someone who is very, very attractive and very appealing in many, many ways. Pisces, Venus in Leo is going to transit your sixth house of your day-to-day activities, your routines, your habits, and your body. So Venus in Leo, with Mars already there, this is about taking action towards something that has to do with your health. So this is an amazing time for you to commit to a new workout regimen because it takes care of your health. Leo being the sign of love and truth and commitment, because it's a fixed sign, this is you cultivating a healthy relationship with yourself because you know your worth. You know that your health is valuable. And on top of it, my dear, anytime we work out, we feel a lot better about how we look. So once again, this is about you cultivating a beautiful relationship with yourself in which you allow yourself to feel yourself. Because the sixth house also has to do with day-to-day activities that are generally our work. This is a really great time to inject some creativity into any projects, into any creative endeavors. Also, even if you work for someone, this is a really great time to express your ideas or perhaps change the way or suggest a change in the way that things are done so that you stand out and everybody is in love with your initiative. Have a great, great month.